The idea is to make the state a friendly place for businesses using blockchain and smart contract technology. Rick Geisenberger is Delaware's Deputy Secretary of State. He says large companies want blockchain technology like a distributed ledger because it makes business more efficient.
Imagine a world where there's a transaction. Multiple people participate in the transaction, and each participant in the transaction is keeping its own copy of the ledger of that transaction.
Each of these transactions is being recorded, so you see a chain of everything that's happened, hence a blockchain. And this potentially makes business more secure.
Because the ledger does not just exist in one place, but exists in multiple places, many have argued that that is actually a huge security protection.
That's because you'd have to change every single ledger if you wanted to somehow cheat on that ledger. Another component of this blockchain technology that companies want is called smart contracts. Geisenberger says these smart contracts streamline labor-intensive transactions by making them automatic and instantaneous.
A lot of this stuff can be pre-programmed into the contract, and if there's an amendment to the contract, you can program what the system should do, and if you, to the extent that you're able to do that, you take out a lot of the manual back-office processes.
The governor's new blockchain initiative will create the regulatory framework to ensure these types of distributed ledgers and smart contracts are legal in the state of Delaware. The initiative also outlines a plan to attract blockchain technology developers to the state. Markell appointed Andrea Teniano to oversee these tech companies' transition to Delaware. Teniano also sits on the board of directors for Delaware Public Media. James Morrison, Delaware Public Media.